blog,
ja.
Og hvordan de så ligesom går i gang med at arbejde med det,
ja,
bagefter.
Det ved vi ikke.
Det ved vi faktisk ikke.
Men uanset, så kan vi altid følge op og få lagt det op, så det ligger, ja, alle steder.
Og så skal vi måske lige tilføje, at under Sporfestivalen, så vil det også være sådan, at man kan komme ned til Bananskolen, og så er der USB-stik, som man kan låne, og så hvis man har sin computer med, så kan man også downloade alle episoderne og få dem med hjem og lave sit eget arkiv ud af Goodiepals arkiv.
Altså, det tror jeg i virkeligheden er en rigtig god idé, fordi at sådan nogle podcasts og kunstnerdrevne radiostationer er super skrøbelige, så de kan hurtigt forsvinde igen, så det der med at faktisk få det ned på en harddisk, tror jeg giver mening. Fordi alting, der ligger i skyen, er rimelig forgængeligt.
Der findes ikke en sky.
Nej. Jamen altså, måske er det et meget godt sted at slutte af på. Er der nogen, der vil tilføje lidt? I kan jo sige, hvornår lander de her tryksager?
Jamen, den her tryksag, som der ligger nogle stykker af rundt omkring her, er der trykt omkring 300 eksemplarer af dem, og de fleste har Goodiepal fået. Så de distribueres, hvor han nu har sin færden. Og ellers så må man jo komme til Aarhus for at få fat i dem. Der er et begrænset oplag.
De to andre indekses også?
Også.
Ja. Ja.
Du vil gerne sige noget derovre.
Nej, jeg vil ikke sige noget. Jeg så bare siger ja. Det er en dårlig vane.
Har du egentlig fået nye briller?
Nej.
Ja, de klæder dig virkelig.
Tak, det har
jeg.
Så virkelig. Altså, det er ikke noget,
jeg
bare for at være. Det har jeg.
Men
tak.
Godt. Jeg synes næsten, vi skal takke af. Altså,
lad os gøre det.
Ja. Lad os sige det. Nu slukker vi optagelsen.
Og så skal vi lige have et lille NB her. Og det handler om, at Island, Færøerne, Grønland, England for the matter, ser sig selv nogle gange ikke som connected til det europæiske fastland. Du kan også se det i, for eksempel, i engelsk. Hvis man går forbi en café, så står der nogle gange continental breakfast, altså mad fra kontinentet. Men det er en ting, der ligesom ligger og dufter lidt i de her audiosvarer. Det er den her idé om nogle gange også at bevæge sig lidt væk fra nogle gange være utrolig europæisk baseret, og nogle gange også bevæge sig lidt væk fra det. Frem og tilbage.
Oh, Goody Pow, a musical enigma, bold and bright. A maverick in the realm of art, a beacon of light. Challenging norms with wit and flair. A creative force so rare and rare. A Faroese Dane with boundless imagination. A maestro of sound defying expectation. His music, a kaleidoscope of diverse hues. A symphony of chaos where no rules he'll refuse. Electronic beats, folk tunes, and noise, mixed with satire, whimsy, and playful poise. Unconventional instruments, lo-fi and strange. His compositions, a delightful and wild exchange. His performances, a spectacle, a daring show. A costume-clad figure, stealing the limelight's glow. With antics absurd and behavior bizarre. A performance artist who'll push boundaries far. Controversial, yet captivating, an artistic maverick. Goody Pow, a true original, never one to mimic. Challenging the status quo with artistic might. A creative force, shining bold and bright. So here's to Goody Pow, a legend of our time. A trailblazer whose art is truly sublime. An enigma, an icon, a voice that rings true. A force of artistic nature, forever anew.
Liebe Leute an den Empfangsgeräten, liebe Menschen in Leipzig, die zufällig gerade auf der Ultrakurzwelle 99,2 gelandet sind, liebe Zuhörende auf Spotify oder im RSS-Feed, wir leben in bewegten Zeiten und die Machtverhältnisse gelangen zwar ins Wanken, aber viel zu oft wanken sie nach rechts. Das sehen wir in Sachsen-Anhalt, in Deutschland, in Europa, in den USA und wir sehen das auch im Nahen Osten. Überall werden die Machisten, die Autoritären, die gefährlichen, kriegslüsternen, fiesen immer lauter und immer mächtiger. Immer rigider gehen sie vor und auf der Landkarte schrumpfen die leuchtenden Punkte der Hoffnung zu immer kleineren Flecken. Wir erleben, wie linke Orte angegriffen werden in Ostdeutschland, viele Anschläge von Neonazis und wir erleben aber auch in ganz anderen Kontexten, wie diese Flecken immer kleiner werden. Und das gilt auch für Rojava in Syrien. Das dortige Selbstverwaltungsprojekt, das sich einst über ein Drittel im Nordosten des Landes Syrien erstreckt hat, war Hoffnungsträger für basisdemokratische, feministische und antikapitalistische Bewegungen weltweit. Und in Rojava war nie alles ideal, aber trotzdem war es immer einer dieser Hoffnungspunkte, dass es möglich sein könnte, eine Welt jenseits vom kapitalistischen Staatenmodell aufzubauen. Aber die Machisten, die Kriegslüsternen und Autoritären, die Islamisten haben in den letzten Tagen immer größere Teile von Rojava eingenommen. Vielleicht ist das nun das Ende. Deswegen hört ihr in dieser Sendung ein Gespräch mit Mamo aus Kobane, Rojava, Nordsyrien. Einem der letzten Flecken der Hoffnung, umstellt von Islamisten. Mamo arbeitet als Dolmetscher und unterstützt Medienrecherchen vor Ort. Ich habe ihn erreicht heute per Telefon und wir konnten kurz miteinander sprechen, bis dann die Internetverbindung weg war. Außerdem hört ihr ein paar Worte von Hassan Ivanian aus Amuda, auch in Rojava, in der Nähe der Stadt Kamischlur. Er ist Christ und Kurde und lebt dort seit einigen Monaten. Und auch die feministische Politikerin Haifa Mohammed konnte ich für ein kurzes, aktuelles Statement erreichen. Sie lebt in einem der kurdischen Viertel in Aleppo, Syrien und ist Mitglied des lokalen Frauenrats. Auch sie hört ihr später in dieser Sendung. Und wenn mir persönlich das alles zu viel wird, hilft es mir manchmal, Musik zu hören, die meine Gefühle zum Ausdruck bringt. Meine Trauer, meine Fassungslosigkeit und manches, was sich nicht in Worte fassen lässt. Und in dieser Sendung ist das das Album Poly Gondwanaland. Das Album ist unter der Lizenz Creative Commons by ND 3.0 veröffentlicht und deswegen ist es auch auf Spotify im Podcast zu hören. Ich dachte, das ist ganz schön, wenn diese Sendung im Ganzen mit der Musik hochgeladen werden kann. Die Musik kommt von der Band King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, ja, eine bekannte Band, und danach kommt dann das Gespräch mit Mamo aus Kobane und mit Hassan Ivanian aus Amuda. Oh,
see nature as it is. If they could rise above their knowledge, they could see nature as it is, and they would understand that there are other planes of nature greater than the plane they know. All around them are the other measures to the other wisdom, ignorance, myth. Why should a god visit Earth if to be only a slave to man? Why should a god visit Earth if to be only a slave to man? Why should a man be a slave to man if only to be a slave to man? Or a man to God, or a God to man, if only to be within a state unnatural to his natural self, or altered self? Why should a god visit Earth if only to be a slave to man? When men are brothers, they are brothers because they know they are. They walk the initiate bridge, the initiate bridge degree of pointlessness. They are friends of pointless intuition, companionship, sincere understandingness of and on angelic planes of being. That is why I have said they are not my brothers if they are not my brothers. See how the black rays of the black race have touched immeasurable wisdom and therefore the unknown quantity. See how they are not understood because as they are is not understood, and as to what they know is what they are. See the unlimited freedom of the black rays. Only to be bottomlessly humble is to be bottomlessly cast out until there's none to compare. Only to be bottomlessly ignorant is to be the other state of ecstasy, that ignorance which is of and to the unknown. And this unknown is of the greater chaos, for chaos is immeasurable. A design formless as to the idea of form, and of the desire to synchronize to that end, which is and yet is not the end. Paradox, paradox, a synchronization to the infinity, the no end, cosmic chaos. When you meet a man, you meet a scheme of words, patterns of concept, a concepted being whose very birth conception is called. Someone took the tender care to win a victory by defeat, and with defeat made defeat the feat of the universe. There never had been a feat like this defeat. Defeat is the scenario of the life and lives of the people and peoples of planet Earth. Defeat is defeat to understand. I may be here, maybe not. I've never been inside life. Always I have looked through the glass at those within. There was no door for me to enter. I had no place to call my home. I had no people to call my own. I was and am theirs, if they cared that I be. But since they came before me, how can I say they are mine? How can I say I can call them my own? Perhaps they are a world of aliens, bar and I, the alien, out. So out became the truth for me instead of in. There's no room for those of out in the in. There's no room for those of out in the in. It is written, there was no room in the inn. Is life in life? Is life temporary? In life, everyone seems to be temporary. It is temporary. Is it temporary? What can people do worse than the way life is allowed to treat them in the enforced roles of the game of life? Life allots to them their allotment. But their lot is a heap of shame and vanity, the useless end, inconsolable death, grief. I speak of, but I do not speak of anything, because I speak of everything. I speak of I, but when I speak of me, it is a we, because we are, and that is why we be and am and is. We walk the earth together, and together we will and do sail the skies of other climes and worlds eternal. As me, I'm here, but as I, I am always there. As me, I am here, but as I am always there, the somewhere else of there, because of the needs and yearnings of the us of we. We are small, point, cosmo, infinity pattern. We are we. We are so tiny, you see. We are we. We belong to the we people of us. We belong to the we people of us. We're so tiny, you see. See, it is above the rim of kingdoms. It is above the rim of kingdom, the kingdoms of time. Behold, see the light of another kind of dawn. Behold, behold, coming evens cast their shadow before. Yon light is the shadow of the sun. Softly the shadow lights upon the land. Remember, did you not read, have you not heard yet about the still small voice that spoke? Interpret beyond the curse, interpret beyond the blessing. If you interpret, listen to the voice of the assigned interpreter. You cannot follow the same earthworm path of humanity and fly with wings of the spirit through the eternal spheres of being. It is of being, and not of this life you choose to call life. For this is life, but it is not the kind of being ultimate utmost of the outer plane beyond the gravity of the earthbound Babylonian night. Ships sail upon the waters, and they go wherever the wind permits them to go. For the wind is the king of the sea, and the wind is the king of the airy kingdom. It holds earth like a ball in his hands. It can stop the ships by the power of its strength. It can stop the voice and movement of people by diminishing itself to a thin, invisible, undetectable weakness. So that the victory through strength is its greatness, and victory through its weakness is its lightness. For it is this measurement. For it is in this measurement, it is a light thing. But the light is like the darkness to God, they say. And what is God? God is the answer to the equation of the end of man. A word-inspired predestination. We look beyond tomorrow. Truth is bad. Truth is bad. Our truth is good. It depends upon where and why and how and who you are. The truth about planet Earth is bad. The word truth must be considered carefully, and the precepts of that which is called truth must be equationized and balanced and understood, or else it must be abandoned and another truth placed in its place. This is the idea of the greater age, the outer worlds of otherness. This is the word from the cosmic cosmo to Mars. The universe sent me to converse with you. If there are ears to hear, listen. But do not listen with your ears alone. You must feel with your intuition sense. It is always the unknown, knowing voice of the quiet, vigilant silence, your intuition sense. The universe sent me to converse with you. This planet is a perfect place according to its own decision code, but there still is something missing here. A greater need than all of the rest, a need long hidden from the Earth God's gaze, a need of giant imperative now. It cannot be, it will not be denied. This needs coordinate would, wish, desire. I speak to you, for nature sent me too, another gift to offer you, and music. Nature's natural master's creation voice is one of the bridges to the treasure house of needs fulfilled. What and how are you? I send my warmest greetings from the where of the cosmo usual. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm being what I'm supposed to be. It is a strange circumstance, like being upon an alien planet world, all alone, but I'm not alone. There are ears to hear, even here. There are ears that will listen with mind, soul, spirit pure. Of those, for those who are in tune with nature's cosmo plan, plain design, can hear what untuned ears cannot. And those who hear will know the meaning of the natural beast, the living being beast. The space sea has many sounds of beastness, the acacia, the unknown acoustics, the outer planes of isness and notness are all a part of everything, everything. And the nothingness. See the sound rill of the double beast.
Das Fazit aus 15 Jahren. Krawatten raus und drehen und wird das Opernhauser.
We fall apart. ever since I asked you to be my wife. Well, I don't mean to brag, but I might have to boast. Thankful for this life coast to coast. Ever since you walked into that room, I was trying to figure out how to be a groom. I pushed you out your comfort zone, but you pushed right on back. Humor and charisma ain't a single thing you lack. Well, hand in hand, arm in arm, 27 hats to match that endless charm. From Anchor Bar to Northern Star, you're the one for me. Can't wait to watch the curls turn gray and happily. I'm thankful for a lot, I've got a good life. Ever since I asked you to be my wife. Well, I don't mean to brag, but I might have to boast. Thankful for this life coast to coast. Well, this wasn't what I had planned at all. This wildlife, a back and forth just to see the leaves in fall. Or wake up in the morning to see that sun greet your face. Or paint walls, East Auto calls, we're fixing up the place. I'm thankful for a lot, I've got a good life. Ever since I asked you to be my wife. Well, I don't mean to brag, but I might have to boast. I'm thankful for this life, coast to coast. Thought we'd end up here singing our own song. I'm thankful for a lot, I've got a good life. Ever since you asked me to be your wife. Well, I don't mean to brag, but I might have to boast. Thankful for this life coast to coast.
I'm thankful for this life coast to coast. I'm thankful for this life coast to coast.
Shall we learn what can be gained from it? That was Christmas from their third and last album, Lies to Live By. That was Beyond the Fields We Know. Before that, Dr. Z with a track called Too Well Satisfied. And before that, the Spiders from Mexico. And now, from Japan, is this Chinky Chen and his friends. And let's play a track called Farewell to Hippocrates.
Down, 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 down